Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Good morning to Sensei Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So you got your black belt?
Yes, myself, Elizabeth, Alexander, and Stephen. We all did the test at the same time.
Congratulations to all of you.
I would say the most grueling thing I've ever done in my life, and I'm glad that I was able to do it.
Good, good. And good for the boys, too. And,
absolutely.
And for your wife.
Just thrilled.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk about a report from Bristol-Myers.
Yes.
That in the fight against melanoma, their experimental injected antibody seems to be unleashing the human immune system and fighting off this skin cancer.
This is... This is one of many medications and lab report findings that we reported next week, as we talked about last week, Steve, about the cancer conference coming up in the United States. And this particular medication, we have to be aware that these are just advanced releases or press releases, so the real details will likely be fleshed out next week. But nevertheless, they're reporting that a particular medication that is now in the late stages of testing and perhaps to be approved next year or the year later is being used to treat melanoma. And in this case, for some people, and this was studied in 676 patients followed for 5 years, these people had extensions of their lives, and some of them had a complete cure of their melanoma. Now, again, what we don't know is the patient population that they looked at, the age of those people, any other medical illnesses they may have had at the same time, and their ability to deal with side effects of the medication. So that's still to be fleshed out, but nevertheless, they are reporting that a third of the patients that received the medication were alive for at least 18 months, a year longer than to be expected at the stage of melanoma that they had.
Could we get into what it is? It's a genetically altered antibody, right?
That's right. It was developed from mice that the antibodies were designed to attack these particular melanomas or tumors, stimulating. It's a protein. So what this medication does is it blocks a protein. The protein's name is called CTLA-4. And when it's working properly, it keeps the immune system from getting too revved up and attacking everything. So what they did with this medication is they have these antibodies that are targeted for the cancer, but at the same time, they're preventing the immune system from going overboard on all your body's tissues and rather targeting it for specifically those cancer cells. And so in this way, it opens the way for the body to release white blood cells, which are the cells that are responsible for attacking and destroying foreign invaders, and it attacks the tumor the way they would any other foreign invader, for example, a virus. So it really targets the tissue and leaving everything else, at least trying to leave everything else alone. Very similar to what Dr. Bell is doing with his virus technology to be able to attack cancer, other cancer cells. There is even another company, Pfizer, is announcing that they'll be presenting, it's a phase 2 study, a brain tumor vaccine that is in the second stage to try and eliminate certain types of brain tumors. So, in effect, what we're going to see likely next week is a whole slew of presentations of the technologies that everybody has been talking about for over a decade, hoping that something is going to happen, and now stuff is starting to come to fruition. It's certainly not going to be a panacea for everything, but nevertheless, it does show this, that there has been a lot of serious work put in this area, and we're likely going to see tweaking and improvements and even a greater effect on the battle to destroy these cancers that people are suffering from.
Keep the faith.
Absolutely.
Keep the faith. The battle against cancer is, in as we've discussed so many times, in incremental steps being won on so many fronts. And I bring it up because there's a poll out today that shows Canadians are very pessimistic about whether or not we'll ever find a cure or cures for the different types of cancers. And the evidence is otherwise. There's increasing evidence that the battle is going to be won in our lifetimes.
Well, I think people are also getting a skewed misrepresentation of the successes that are out there. More people are surviving their cancers today than ever before. The problem is that as you start curing diseases, other ones will pop up,
yep.
and then it's reported as such, but there is a misconception that it is all out there and we're losing a battle, and that's not true at all. Childhood leukemias, 80% of children that were dying in the 60s now are not dying anymore from their cancers. They are surviving. So it is ongoing. It is, as you said, it's incremental, but it adds up. Each of those steps adds up to more and more success.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.